Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Brachos Daf Nun. We will begin on Daf Mem Tesam Beis, two lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, La'olam ayotzi adam atzam min haklal. A person should always try to be part of a group. A person should not separate himself from the group. And in fact, I saw a vart from the Atzei Chaim. The Atzei Chaim says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts looking at individuals, so there is no individual who's perfect. But when we look at Klal Yisrael as a group, the Pasuk says, Kulach Yofech Af Noim. We're all together. When we look at Klal Yisrael as a group, we look at them, then they're fine. And in fact, he goes on to explain, that's why it's so important to always daven with a minyan. Because when there's a minyan, so we're no longer individuals. We're a group. And we're a group, then Hashem does not look at each one of our deficiencies. And therefore, when we learned in the Mishnah yesterday that if you have three people benching together, we say Nevarech. But when we have four, the leader could say Baruch Hu. Shmuel's opinion is that you shouldn't do that. Because by saying Baruch Hu, you're speaking to the other people and you're separating yourself from the group. Ask Tosis. But when we say Birchas HaTorah, we do say Baruch Hu. So the answer is Tosis. That since when we say Baruch Hu, when we get an Aliyah, when we make Birchas HaTorah, we say Baruch Hu as Hashem HaMavoyrach. So by adding the word HaMavoyrach, what we're saying is that we're re-including ourselves. And therefore, this consideration is not there. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Shloshivahu Oimibarchu. If there's three people, as we just quoted, saying Zimun, and there's one person leading them, say Barchu. Why should we say Barchu? Shouldn't we say Nevarich? If you're saying you should always not separate yourself from the klal. And as Tosfos explains, it seems that our Mishnah is telling us that that is the preferable way to bench. Ema answers the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. The way to understand the Mishnah is Af Baruch Hu. You could say Baruch Hu, but that's not necessarily the best way to do. Mikamakim, certainly better, Nevarach Adif, it's better to say Nevarach. Damar Rav Adabar Hava, Dadam Adabar Hava Bei Rav, Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Shisha Nechlakim, we're going to learn in the Mishnah on this Amid, that we have six people that ate together, we divide into two groups of three. Adasara, until we have 10 people that eat together, once I have 10 people eat together, so we could say the Shem Hashem, and since we could say the same Hashem, we should not divide the group. Iyam b'shlama, so makes the Gemara's point. If you're indeed going to hold Nevarach Adif, then it's always better to say Nevarach than Baruch Hu. B'shamachin nechlakim, because even though you're going to only have groups of three, that's fine, because each group will say Nevarach. Eli Amrit Baruch Adif, if you're going to suggest that it's better to say Baruch Hu, amay nechlakim, why do we separate? We're going to lose out the opportunity to say Baruch Hu. Because as we learned in the Mishnah, in order to say Baruch Hu, you have to have at least four people. Alav Shema Minah, from here we clearly have a raya, the Nevarach Adif, that it's better to say Nevarach than to say just Baruch Hu Shema Minah. So even though, as the Rishonim point out, and Rashi really says this, it doesn't mean that Baruch Hu is better. All it means is that all we have a Rai from here is that the Varach is better. We only have a Rai that the Varach and Baruch Hu are equal. And therefore, Tosfos explains the Gemara as follows. From that Mishnah, we have a Rai that Nevarach and Adif are equivalent. And if Nevarach and Baruch Hu are equivalent, certainly we should say Nevarach, because Nevarach we have the advantage that you did not separate yourself from the klal. Tanya mihochi, and indeed so do we learn in the Braisa. Ben Shama Baruch Hu, Ben Shama Nevarich. Whether the person who's leading the benching said Baruch Hu and Nevarich ain't toisun isoy alkach, there's no issue. However, nagdonim, people who are careful to do the mitzvah properly, toisun alkach would be upset if you said Baruch Hu instead of Nevarich. And continues the Gemara, umi berchoysov shal adam, from the way a person says a bracha, nikim tam chacham olav. We could determine if this individual is a Talmud Chacham. Kate said, Rebbe Omer. So Rebbe says, if somebody said, B'tuvoy chayinu, hareza Talmud Chacham. That's a Talmud Chacham. That's the proper nusach. If he says, Mi tuvoy, hareza bor. Because by saying the mem, you're saying, Mi tuvoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us his full blessing. He only gives us Mi tuvoy. And that, of course, is not what we should be saying about a Talmud Chacham. And in fact, I saw that Yehuda Tzadka was matkbid that before somebody would come to him to get a smicha, he would check the way he makes brachas. Because he said, our Gemara says, from the way the person recites the brachas, I can determine if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Why are you saying the mem represents a problem? Doesn't the pasuk say when David HaMelech was mispalel? So we say there we're saying with a mem, and you're saying mem always comes to diminish the bracha. Answers the Gemara. When you're asking for something, so then you have to be respectful and not ask for too much. But ask the Gemara, the pasuk doesn't tell him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu encourages us to ask for everything. Answers the Gemara, by Divrei Torah, where we're at, and I think Pshat is, where we're asking for Kavod Shemayim. When we're asking for Kvod Shemayim, there we should ask as much as it goes. But we're asking for Gashmius, so for other things, we have to be more limited. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Betuve Chayinu. If somebody says Betuve Chayinu, as we just said, Hareza Talmud Chacham. But if somebody says Chayim, if he just says the word Chayim, Hareza Bor. Because by saying Chayim, you're not including yourself in the group. Don't you need life as well? Narbloi, there was a person who lived in Narbloi, at Talmud Chacham, Masni Ipcha. He says you should say, Uvetuvai Chayinu. You should, Uvetuvai Chayim, and means that everybody in this world lives from his grace. And not Chayinu, that means only the group that I'm sinning here lives by Hashem's grace. However, says the Gemara, Vales Halchazuk in Narbloi, that isn't the Halacha. The Halacha indeed is, you should say, if somebody uses the word Nevarach Shachalnu Mishloi, Hareza Talmud Chacham. But if you say Lemi Shachalnu Mishloi, Hareza Bor. Because that seems to indicate that you're saying a bracha to the person that you ate from him. And the bracha doesn't deserve, he doesn't deserve the bracha. The one that the Hashem requires the bracha. So ask the Mreyemis. But we did learn earlier in the week, on Daf Mem Vav, that one is supposed to say that Nusach HaRachmon, when you eat in someone's home, benching him for the food, thanking him for the food that he gave you. Says the Mreyemis, of course you're supposed to say that Yehi Rotzen. But we always have to remember, says the Mreyemis, what's the Iker? Who's the Iker and who's the Tofel? The Iker is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Tafel is the Baal HaBayis. Amalei Rav Achabrei, the Rav Rav Ashi. Vam Rinan, don't we say, L'misha Asol HaSein of Alonis Kol HaNisim Ha'ela? So don't we say, isn't there, there's no problem to say, L'mi? Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded, Hasam Milcha Milsa, when we're saying that Nusach, it's obvious that we're speaking about Hashem. Mat Ovid Nisi, who's the one that can make miracles? Kutch Baruch Hu. So when it's obvious, we don't have a problem saying Lamisha Chal Mishloi. But when you're sitting by a table of a host, there it's not so obvious, so don't use that type of a terminology. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Baruch Shechal Mishloi. If somebody says Baruch Shechal Mishloi, when you're answering, when you're responding, Hareza Tamat Chochem. If you say Alamazon Shechalnu, and you don't say Mishloi, Hareza Bor, because you're blessing the Mazon. You're supposed to be benching Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Hanan Breid of Yeshua, Loyamar El Bishloishim. When are these concerns? When we're eating, when we're only saying Zima with three people. So since there's only three people, the Lek Hashem Shemayim, so Shem Shemayim is not being recited during that Birchas Hamazon. So we have to make it very clear that we mean Hashem and no one else. Avo Basara, but when we're benching with 10 people, as we learned in the Mishnah, that at that type of Zima, Ik Hashem Shemayim, We mention Nevarach Elokeinu. We mention Hashem's name. So Mucha Milsa. And then it's obvious that we're referring to Hashem's name. And then we could say Alamazon Shulchanu. Ketnan, Kenyan Shemavarach Kach Oinim Achrov. The response of the people who are joining in the benching is similar to the way it was started. They say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvokas Yoshe Kruvim Alamazon Shulchanu. So when we say, when it's obvious, we're speaking about Elkei Yisrael, Elkei Tzvokas, then we can use the words, Alamazon Shachalnu. Echad Esara, we learned in the Mishnah that if there were 10 people, Vechad Esara Ribui, or there were 100,000 people, the Nusach is the same. Ask the Gemara, Hagu Fakasha, we actually have a question here. Amrit, we learned in the Mishnah, Echad Esara Vechad Esara Ruba. It makes no difference how many people there are. The halacha is alma kadodin. The nusach is always the same. But when then in our very mishnah we also learn by 100 we say nevarach shel kenu. But elif we say nevarach Hashem el kenu el kayisrael. We have a different nusach. So why don't we recognize that? Answers the gemara amar of yosef loy klasha. The way to understand the mishnah. It is a machlokes Rav Yosef Aglili for ha Rav Kiva. It's a machlokes Rav Yosef Aglili Rav Kiva. Rav Yosef Aglili Omer lefi roi v'kol mevarchim. Dependent on the size of the group, that's the way we're going to make the bracha. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'makehelos baruch Hashem. That depending on the group, the size of the group, that's the way we're going to say the bracha. Omer Rav Kiva mam tzinu beisak nesses. So the Mefarshim point out that in our Gemaras, there's two dots here before the statement Amar B'Kivim Mamatzinu Beis HaKnesses. But usually, that represents, the Sif Sechom says, that the Gemara is starting a new subject. Here, it's a mistake. It's not a new subject. And B'Kivim is saying that just like we find when we daven, we say the same Nusach HaTfilah, no matter the size of the group who's davening. Same too, by Zeman, we say the same Nusach no matter what the size is. Ask the Gemara, however, Rabbi Kiva, high crowd, Rabbi Yosef Glili, my Ovid late. What does he learn from that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Tanya, Hoy Rabbi Omer, Menayin Shafilu Urm Shmei Imran. How do we know that even the fetuses in the mother's womb, Omer Shira Alayam, said Shira by Yamsov, Shenemar, V'mekahelus Baruch Al Kim, Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. Even those who were in the Mekor, in the mother's womb, said Shira. Amar Rava, and Rava says Halacha Rabbi Kiva, that the Halacha Rabbi Kiva, no matter what the size of the group, we always say the same Nusach. Says the Gemara of Ravina of Rav Chama Babuzi, Ikla Bei Resh Galusa. They came to the home of Resh Galusa, and there was a large group in his home. So Kamar Rav Chama V'Kamahada Bei Meir, he thought this is an opportunity for us to have a Zimra of 100 people. It doesn't happen often. Amar Le Ravina, Ravina told him Lo Tzrichus, there's no need to do it. Why? Marava, halacha rekiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. So I saw that the Imre Emes answers that Miriam, after the Shira, Pashas Besalach, said Shira with the women. And the lashon of the pasuk is, Vatan Lohem Miriam. Shouldn't it say, asked the Miriamis, "V'tan lohen loshen akeva," says the Miriamis, that we just learned the Gemara that not only did the women say Shira, but even the children that were in the mother's womb said Shira. And amongst the children that were in the mother's womb were boys. So Miriam said, Lahem, to the boys who are in their mother's womb, say Shira. So I saw that the Sefer Eruch Yisharim says there was a tremendous nace. He says that we know 600,000 people left Mitzrayim. And how did it happen that during that time, no one had a baby? How did it happen as Klal Yisrael were going through the Yam Suf, no woman went into labor? So he says that was the nace that Hashem made, that no one should go into labor during that time. And that was the Shira that they said. The Miches Yitzchak says as follows. Why was it so critical that even the children in their mother's womb should say Shira? So says the Miches Yitzchak, we know that Paroi said that all the children, Paroi made a gzeira against people who should, against Jewish children. So when the Jewish children were saved, they were the ones that had to be the ones to say Shira Takarish Baruch Hu. Amarava. Kechlina Rifta Beis Rish Gulusa. When we ate bread in the home of Rish Gulusa, Ravachin and Shloisha Shloisha, we would divide ourselves into groups of three. We asked the Gemara, V'livrcha Sara Sara. Why did they divide themselves into a group of three? Shouldn't they have divided themselves into a group of 10? Answers the Gemara. The reason they didn't do so, because they were concerned, Sham Resh Gelusa V'Ikbed, that the Resh Gelusa would be upset, that they're breaking up the group. Ask the Gemara, V'Nifka B'Brachas the Resh Gelusa. So why didn't they all just rely and bench together with Resh Gelusa? Answers the Gemara, I did the Afshakula Alma, since there was a very large group, and they couldn't hear the benching. And in those days, as we've said in our previous shiurim, was that one person made Birchas Hamazon, and the person that said Zimun didn't just say Zimun, he said the whole Birchas Hamazon out loud. And therefore, if you can't hear because of the noise, it's better to break up. So here we have a very commonly asked question. Many times, people are together at a wedding or at a function, and they need to bench. And the question is, but they want to break, and they don't want to wait till the end of the wedding. What is the halacha? So Magen Avraham says, if somebody has to leave the meal to perform a mitzvah, he can leave before Zimun. The Shema says that an employee who gets a paid lunch break should not wait for the other people to finish their lunch in order to join them for Zimun, because the employer is not consenting that they should take off time to wait. Ramosha says in Digris Moshe, a very common question, that somebody has to leave a wedding before Birchas Hamazon, because he has to wake up early the next morning, he has to get to work, he has to get to shir. So what he should do is, he should begin the meal with the explicit intent not to join with the others. I'll say the words of Ramosha Zatzal. Yechavin shloi letztarif lekvius im shara mesubim, and then there's no chiyu zimun. And he quotes a chachma shloima that holds that if that's the way somebody began the meal, it's as if he ate alone and he has no chiyu of saying Birchas Hamazon with Zimun. The Aruch HaShulchan indeed also says that if you're at a group, you're at a place, and it's hard for you to wait, not Ramosha's example where it's hard, where you need to get up early in the morning, but it's just difficult for you to remain until the end of the meal. He says, just like we learned in our Gemara, that because they were concerned about the covet of Resh Gelusa, they were able to break up into groups of three, not groups of 10. So a person's own COVID, a person's own discomfort also needs to be taken into consideration, and he need not wait. We see from here, says the Shoilem Eshev, however, that they were trying to gather a group of 100. Ostensibly, he says that they, all 100 people weren't there when they started the meal. So from here we see that even if not everybody was together at the beginning of the meal, they could still wait, they could still try to, they could still say Zimun. Says the Gemara. Amarab Tosfah. Hanish Loish de Barcha Rifti Bahadi Adodi. If you have three people that ate together, the Kadm Chad Minayim Barcha Ladate, and one person who clearly did the wrong thing, said Berch Samazim without Zimun. In a Nafkam Zimun today, Posh Pshah in the Gemara is that they could say Zimun even though he already benched. But he can't be yotz with their zimun. Lefi, as we've learned previously, shein zimun l'mafreya. And the posh pshat is that, as the Rashba says, this is the power of the rabbim. The two could still do zimun for the one, but the one can't do for the two. And says the Rosh that even though he already said Birchas Hamazon, he could still say Baruch Shachal M'Shloi. In other words, what the Rosh is saying is that Pshat in the Gemara is, it's not that they could say Zimun by themselves without him answering. You can never say Zimun when you have less than three people. Rather, explains the Rosh, he benched, but he's still here. So he'll answer Baruch Shachal M'Shloi, and there'll be Yoytza Zimun, and he will not have been Yoytza Zimun. But if he doesn't, if he's not there and he doesn't say Baruch Shachal M'Shloi, we can't have Zimun. And why could he say Baruch Shachal M'Shloi, says the Rosh, even though he benched already? Says the Rosh, it's no different than somebody who didn't eat and just wasn't part of the meal. And we learned earlier in our perek, he just ate a vegetable leaf he could join. This person who in reality ate with them is no less than that person, and therefore he could still join in the Zimun. Rav Shmuel Eimer, we learned, Rav Shmuel says, Rav Kiva says in the Beis HaKnesset, we say Baruch Hashem, and Rav Shmuel said, we say Baruch Hashem and Varuch. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa Ikal Abay Knishta Dabi Giber. Rav Papa once came to the shul in Abi Giber, Kam Kar B'Sifra, he was going to get Aliyah, V'Amma Baruch Hashem, he only said the words Baruch Hashem, V'loi Amma Hamavarach, and he didn't vishtik, he was silent, V'loi Amma Havarach, Afshe Kula Alma, and everybody was upset, and said to him, the right nusach is Baruch Hashem Havarach, Amma Rava, Pasya Uchmar. He said, Rava said to Raphim Bapapa, and he called him a Pasya Uchmar. A Pasya Uchmar means a black pat. Why was he called a black pat? Because Talmidei Chachamim were busy learning and they were weak physically. Another pshat is that Rashi says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, they didn't wash their clothing and therefore they got dirty. The Masha says that the Gemara says, Rabbi Shuba and Hananya said to the daughter of the Kesa, this is a Gemara Masechta in the Dorim, the Afnur Mabez, that Talmidei Chachamim are beautiful. And he said to her, if Talmidei Chachamim were not beautiful, they would even be more matzliach. So he said to him, Bahadi plukta lamalach, why do you have to get involved in a machloikis? Shouldn't have you said, Hamavirach? Void, even Rabbi Kiva will agree that you should say Hamavirach. Void, and furthermore, Hanog Almak Rabbi Shmuel. Everybody does it the way Rabbi Shmuel said. Why did you do differently than Rabbi Shmuel? Says the Mishnah. Shloish Shachal Achas. If three people ate together, we quoted this Mishnah earlier in our Shir, and Rishoyim L'chalak. You may not, they should not divide, break up. The Ken Arba, and so is that if the group was of four people. The Ken Chamisha, and that was if the group was of five people. shisha, but if you have six people ate together, nachlokim, they could divide into two groups of three or whatever. Add a sorah until you have 10 people. A sorah, once you have 10 people, ain't nachlokim. They shouldn't divide. Add esrim. Because as we learned earlier in this year, when you have 10 people, we could say alokeinu. Shnei chabur sh'oichlam ba'aisachot. Continues the Mishnah, do you have two groups if they're eating in one home? So now the question is, if they could combine. So, bizman shemiktsosin roin elus elu, if the two groups could see each other, harelim tzdafin lezimun, they could join into one group. Vim laf, but if they can't see each other, eim tzdafin lezimun, elim zem latzman, elim zem latzman, everybody has to make the own zimun. The halacha is, Taisa says, that even if they're not in one home, but if they see each other, they could still join in a zimun. The Ramban, the quotes of Yerushalmi, the Ramban says that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. But it also says the Yerushalmi, Amar Rabbi Yoina, for who should nichnastu mishor rishoina a manas ken shistar for biyachad. And as a machloikus rishoinim, what does the Yerushalmi mean with those words? The Rashba says that even if the two groups are in one home, they cannot be mitzdarif unless that was their intent from the beginning. You have to have that they join together for the meat, eating together. The Rabbeinu Dar Zeruah disagrees. Dar Zeruah says that if they're in one house, if they're in one room, then they could be mitzdarif, even if they did not intend to do so from the beginning. Only in the other case that the Yerushalmi mentioned, when they're in two houses, then they have to have at that point be able to come together with that intent. Otherwise, they can't come to together. Furthermore, the Mishnah speaking about a case says the Bi'ur Halacha, where each group has three people. What would be the halacha where each group doesn't have the requisite amount? One group had two people, another group had one person. Can they agree? Can they combine? The Ramban holds they can combine, and the Bi'ur Halacha in Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei Divrei Maskil Shtei says that's the opinion of the Rashba as well, but the Rashbash holds that they cannot combine if each group doesn't have at least three people in each other. Furthermore, I saw from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein that he says they have to be able to physically see each other. Let's say there's a closed circuit TV and that's how they're able to see each other. That's not called seeing each other. Says the Mishnah, Eimei Varchem al Yayin, you don't make a bracha by Pri Hagafen, Ad Sheyitin L'Toicha Yayin, Mayim, until water is put into it. And there, in those days, the wine was heavy, very strong, and there was diluted typically 3-1, and you can't make a bari pri agafin until it was properly diluted. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. V'chamayim, you can make a bari pri agafin even on undiluted wine. Ask the Gemara, the first din of our Mishnah, that if you have three people eating together, they can't divide themselves because they have to say zimun. Ask the Gemara, my kamashmon, what is the Mishnah teaching us? Tanina chadozimna, we already learned on daf mem hey, shlosh shachul kachas, that's how we began our perek, chayov and mazalm. Answers the Gemara, kol kamashmon, the chiddush is ki hada amar of Abba Mishmul, shosh v'shachul achul kachas. If three people joined together to eat, and they made a moitzi and they began to eat, but they haven't yet eaten. So the chiddush is that even if they didn't eat yet, but the fact that they sat down with intention to eat, that is enough to combine them. Lishna achrina, Amar of Abba Mishmul Hachiktani. Shloshes yashalach kachas. Afa bishkal echad ve'echel oichem mekikroi. Everybody's eating from their own loaf of bread, so everybody's eating their own food. Maybe that should mean that they shouldn't be able to combine. Still, if they're eating together at one table, ein rishayim lechalek. Inami, another explanation of the chiddush of our Mishnah, is ki hada Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, shloshe shabar mishloshe chaburus. You have three people that came from three different groups. And now they're eating together. So they didn't originally start with this group. They still can't separate. That means if three people came together, each one was in a group of three, so they began with a chi of Zimun, and now they somehow find themselves together with other such people, they may not separate and they have to say Zimun together. Of course, says the Shita Mekubetzes in the name of the Ramban, if they want to go back to their original group, they may ask the Beis Yosef, but if they didn't eat in the new group, how can they say Birchas Hamazon here? So, or they really should have to go back to the original group. So the Ritva says, it's talking about a situation they can't go back to the original group. The Taz says that our Gemara is talking about that they were allowed to leave, that they ate again, they ate when they combined as a new group, and that's why, since they already had a Chiv Zimun, they could say Zimun. Amar Chizda, V'hu Shabam Mishlosh Chaborus Shishlosh Bnei Adam. As we said, that they started off with groups of three, and as we said as well, it was a situation where they needed and were permitted to leave their original group. But if they weren't allowed to leave the original group, they should go back there. Amarova, V'lo Yamarin, that this halacha that we said that three came from three groups could join into a new group. That the people where they came from did not already say Zimun. In other words, let's say, as Rashi says, they were in a group of four people and one person left, and each group and the group still has three people, and those people already said Zimun for themselves, so now they can't say Zimun. But if they left, they said Zimun, they can no longer say Zimun in their new group. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mino Amin Allah, how do I know this then? The Tanan, Mita Shenigna V'chetzya, or Shav D'chetzya. We know that in those days, everything could be Makabel Tuma. A bed could be tamei, but half it was stolen or lost, or shachukua achin, or shutfen, or was divided, tahira. So now, since it's broken, it's not a mita, and it's not tamei. Hechzirua, but if they put it together again, mekabel tuma mekan al haba. It's mekabel tuma mekan al haba. Says Tosfos, that's only if one person doesn't have all the parts of the bed. But if one person has all the parts of the bed, so he could easily reassemble the bed, then halacha is that the bed remains subject to tumah. But makes the Gemara's point. Mikan al haba in, only in the future is mekabel tumah. L'mafrei eloi, alma, the kivin to belgua, once the bread is broken, parakle tumah menei. The tumma goes away. Hachanami, kivin des minalayu. If the group from where I came from originally said Zimun, and I was part of that group, parach Zimun minayu, the Zimun leaves me, and I cannot go back to that chiv Zimun. We learned, shtei chaburus, of the two groups eating in one house, if they see each other, they could combine for a Zimun. Says the Gemara, there's another way how the two groups can combine, even if they don't see each other. Tanam yesh shamish b'neim, if there's a common waiter for both groups, shamish b'tzarfim, he could combine them. Then we learned at the end of the Mishnah, eim avarchim al yayin, you can't make a bracha on wine, Rabbi Leza said, until it's properly diluted, and the Chum say you can. Tanam rabbanim, yayin sh'et shaloi nosno toichim ayim, wine until you didn't put in the water into it, eim avarchim al abayir pri agofin, you don't make a bayir pri agofin, el abayir pri eitz. Furthermore, v'noit l'mimenu, Yadayim. It can be used for Netilas Yadayim. Wine cannot be used for Netilas Yadayim for a Suda, but May Paris may be used. And therefore, the halacha is, may pay, if it's not diluted, it's in the category that you could use it still for Netilas Yadayim. That's the way Rashi learns. The Raiva learns differently. He says, even may peiris cannot be used for Netilas Yadayim for a meal. It could be used that if you want to wash your hands because they're dirty. So wine, which we've been learning this Masechta, has such a chshivas. You make a bari priya gofen. So by wine, you should never use it for any purpose other than drinking. May peiris can be used for that purpose. However, mishnasan l'toichamayim, once it's properly diluted, mevarchan l'bari priya gofen, we can make a bari priya gofen on it, vein noitl meni yudayim, and it can't be used for netilas yudayim, divrei Rabbi Elazar. V'cham oimrim, benkach u'benkach, whether properly diluted, whether you didn't properly dilute it, the bracha is already, it's already considered wine, and since it's already considered wine, mevarchan l'bari priya eitz, bari priya gofen, you can make a bari priya gofen, and it cannot be used for netilas yudayim. Says the Gemara, kamana ozlo, hoda mishmul, Shmuel taught us, oisa kol adam tzrach v'pas. You could use bread for any purpose, of course, if it doesn't involve a bezoyim. Command Rabbi Elazar. Just like Rabbi Elazar said that you could use wine to wash your hands, so too can you use bread for different purposes. So there's a question that I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Cheshukei Chema discusses. The different arts and crafts that are made from foods. And the question is, could these arts and crafts that are made from food, are you allowed to make that? So he says, if you make the food inedible, that, or it's certainly moss, that's what Al Gemara is saying, is not permitted. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Ma'ad Chom L'Rolaz B'Koish L'Brocha, that the kais that's used to say brichas amazon on it, shem varchan alav, you can't use it for kais shabracha, at sheitin l'toichamayim, until you put properly diluted. My tama, omra boishia, bin a mitzvah and a mufchor. We have to have a mitzvah and a mufchor, and when it's not properly diluted, everybody agrees that that's not the way it should be used, and you shouldn't use it for kais shabracha. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who say that you do say bari priya gofen on undiluted wine, l'may chazi, why can you make it? Why can you make the bari priya gofen? What is it useful for? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira chazi l'kriyutei. They had this kind of a beverage that they used to use for as a medicine, and there they used undiluted wine. Tana Rabbanan, Abed Varam Nerma B'nyan HaPas. There are four halachas said regarding bread. Eminichem Basa Chaya L'Pas. You shouldn't put raw meat on bread, because the bread will get not nice. Emavim kois mole el pas. Don't pass over a piece of bread, a full cup, because it'll spill on the bread and ruin it. Ein zorken as a pas. Don't throw bread. Vein soim chesakar pas. Don't use bread as to your plate is shaky. Don't use bread to keep it stable. And this is a very important halacha I saw the Paiskim discuss. When people are sitting around the table, especially on Shabbos, and one person is cutting the challah to give to all the people, the halacha is, it's considered that you're doing something inappropriate to the pas, and you should not do it. There are, however, Paiskim that say that if the bread doesn't become moss, it doesn't get ruined. There's nothing on the table that will ruin the bread by you throwing on it. That isn't considered an isser. And in fact, I saw that the Ksav Sofer, when he cut the challah by the Sudus on Shabbos, he would throw the bread to the people. And he says, since the bread doesn't become moss, then we could throw it. And he also said an interesting comparison. We know that the shulchan is doimel mizbeach. And since the shulchan is doimel mizbeach, On the Mizbeach, we learned, when we learned Masech Tzvachim, that they threw the Emrim onto the Mizbeach. This commemorates that. There's another halacha, that one should not put the piece of bread into the hand of the people sitting around the table, directly into the hand, because that's what they do by Avelim. I saw the Yitzchak Zilberstein, in fact, however, says that the people, many times, there's a delivery of bread, and the bread is in boxes, the bread is in bags. When our Gemara says you shouldn't throw bread, that is included in the Isser of throwing bread. They were all eating together. They brought in front of them dates and pomegranates. He sent a nice portion, he threw a nice portion to Rav Ashi. Amar lei, le'sov ma'alahad tanya, don't you remember what we learned? Ein zorkin es oichlim, that we're not supposed to throw bread? Says the Gemara, he answered, hahi b'pas tanya. That's only by bread. But time b'shem shezorkin es apas, haven't we learned that just like you're not allowed to throw bread, kain zorkin es oichlim, you may not throw any food? Amar lei. So he said Vatanya, but then we learn in a different brisa, Abishain Zorkin is a pass, even though you're not allowed to throw bread, Avzorkin Aichlim, you are allowed to throw other foods. Eloi Kasha. Haba Midi the Mimis, any food that gets ruined by throwing it, you may not throw. Haba Midi the Loi Mimis, you may throw, but bread you may never throw. Tan Rabbanan, Mamshichen b'metzunoris, Mamshichen yayim b'metzunoris l'fnei chosom f'nei kala. They used to juggle pipes full of wine in front of the chasen kala, and they used to throw in front of the chasen kala kloyos, is different types of roasted grain, vagoizim and walnuts in the summer when the streets in those days there was no rain in the summer were clean. Avaloi b'maisach shamim. Avaloi gluskos. You never allowed to throw bread. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Ben Ishchai. Why do they throw wine in front of a chasen kala? He says, we know that wine, as it gets older, it gets better. So what we're saying to the chasen kala, we're giving you a bracha as you continue your life together as a husband and wife. As you remain together longer, your marriage, your relationship should just get stronger and better. Amar Rav Yehuda, shochach levarich. If somebody forgot to make a bracha rishona, v'hichnas oichlan l'toich piv b'loy bracha, and he forgot himself, and he didn't make a bracha, it says the Ritva, that the entire discussion we're having in the Gemara is only if this happened b'shoigik. If it happened b'mezid, you certainly have to remove it from your mouth. So the halacha is, mesakon l'tzad echad. Push it over to one side in your mouth. And the Gemara says, there are different brises that give different opinions what to do with such a situation. Tanya chad, the one brise says, bolon, you could swallow. Tanya idach palton, you should expel it. But tanya idach mesakon, push it to one side of your mouth. So what should you do? Answers the Gemara l'kasha. Hada tanya, bolon, the brice that says you should swallow it is b'mashkin. It's you have too much liquid in your mouth that you can push to one side. If you're going to expel it, you can't take it back into your mouth. And therefore, says the Gemara, swallow it. And what's the reason? Because we're worried about hefsig oichlin. Another pshat that they say is that once they're in your mouth, they're not a mashkin anymore. And you can't make a bracha on something which is not a mashkin. Something that will not get moss by throwing out, by expelling it, expel it. Make the bracha and take it back in. Something that will get moss by expelling it, but you can push it to one side. Says the Ravid, that everything that we discussed in this Gemara is only when you have no other food. So you need to eat this food. But if you have other food, what you should do is expel it, even if you can't eat it, and eat the rest that you have. Says the Gemara, but me did loy mimis, something that doesn't get mimis Why should I expel it and take it back? Why not l'salkin and l'atzar echot, push it to one side or l'varach? Answers the Gemara, Tigmar of Yosef Kaskusaw, Kameh Rav Yossi, Barov Mishmeh de Rav Yochanan, Mishum Shenema, Yemolei Pi Tilasecha. Your mouth should be full just with the bracha, and there should be nothing else in your mouth when you're making the bracha. And that's why pushing the food to one side is not something that should be done l'chatchila.